At Chartres Cathedral, outside of Paris, we see evidence of a shift away from the early Gothic tendencies. While both monumental and delicate at once, the early cathedrals do not compare to the extremes to which those qualities are taken in this later period. The cathedral, named for the Greek root word katha, or seat, as the church was the seat of the bishop, was begun in 1194 and completed, except for the transept facades, around 1220. This new building style came about because the master of the church was dissatisfied with the idea of architecture as an assemblage of small elements. He preferred a more monumental austerity. He sought the clarity that could come from the lines of the Gothic style, but preferred them stripped of detail, so that the lines themselves became the detail. Today, Chartres is well preserved, though there has been recent controversy surrounding restoration efforts. The windows are all original, as are the extensive portal sculptures. One of the most distinctive features from the exterior is the mismatched spires of the westwork. The south spire is 349 feet high and has a simple Romanesque pyramid dating from the mid-12th century. The north spire is 377 feet high and was completed in the flamboyant Gothic style of the 16th century. From just inside the narthex, there's a clear view down the eastern apse 427 feet away. Chartres Cathedral is home to the Sancta Camisa, the sacred relic of the Virgin Mary. The relic has been at the site since the 9th century.